come up in all of this, you know? Because it sounds like you were bred to do what you're doing now, which is ride bikes and sort of do that.
That came about because once I started to get into the movie side of things and being a stuntman.
Oh, so you started first in the movies as a stuntman, not as an actor.
Yeah, as a stuntman. Okay. And then, you know, they'll throw you some parts and see if you can do it.
Ah.
Like when I just did Bad Boys 3, you know,
Congrats on that.
Thank you. They threw us some, you know, some lines, just not even scripted. Just, hey, you say this, say that, do that. So gun in my hand, yo, say that, yo. You gotta say our line.
You got that sack bump?
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah, like that right there was a different too, because like, you know, first movie I did was Straight Outta Compton. Shout out to F. Gary Gray too for blessing me with the opportunity to work on Straight Outta Compton with me and a couple of my other homies that, you know, ride bikes. They had
so this is
up.
The beginning scene when they were coming to the street.
We had us dressed up like Crips. We were rolling on the sidewalk, Willie, and doing all that.
Yeah, okay.
That was us. And that came from F. Gary Gray because I worked with him on a Nissan gig back in the day. Before I started doing bike stuff, I was working on cars.
Okay.
I started working on cars. Well, I was a technician.
Okay.
At a company that did it's called Car Prep, which is like you take cars to set. You pretty much babysitting the cars, making sure that they don't get damaged, and you working for manufacturers directly, you know, third party through the company that I work through, but, you know, I'm working with the art department, art director, directors, whoever is in charge of creating the content for ad agencies. So I'm working with all these different people, and we're doing a commercial for Nissan, and it was like a bike carrier, running through the streets, and then like it's like I want to say alert system for like a side alert system, so just look over your shoulder, see a bike carrier passing through,
right?
And it was just like it was bikes in it, so obviously that was kind of like a big thing in the commercial. We had all these bikers, and I was like talking to Gary about bikes, and then obviously for me, whenever I meet people, I'm always networking, trying to tell them what I'm doing and maybe seeing if there's some type of opportunity. And he was like, yo, let me see that. Like, showed him a video with me and a couple of the homies. Not a couple, like probably like L.A. It was 300 bikes on a 110 freeway. And he's like, how the hell you get all these bikes? And he like, yo, I'm seeing Bloods, Crips, homies. Like, oh, how you get all these dudes to ride together? And I'm like, through the power of bikes, bro. Like, that's why it's called Bikes Over Banging. And, you know, once you explain that and they come, once somebody comes with that, and knowing that that's the concept, you got to respect it or just you can't come around. And so you see how many people, they ain't going to just let one, two people come in and think that they're going to say, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
It ain't going, it's not going down. So now it's more respect. Mm-hmm. And everybody in this thing's like, the common enemy at that point is, you know, I hate to say it's the police because you don't want to get shut down. You don't want to get ran over. You. Mm-hmm. So now we sticking together. We got helicopters on us. We got, it's so many different variables when it comes to what bike life is. And, you know, from the East Coast to the West Coast, it's just us trying to enjoy riding our bikes because we inner city kids with nowhere to ride.
Right.
And I think that that's, like, one of the biggest things about, you know, bike life. But back to, what you know, me meeting Gary, talking to him, and he's a big guy, bike guy. He knew a couple of people that I knew. And I was, you know, we got into conversations about it. And he was like, yo, man, I'm doing a project coming up. You should be in it. You know, blah, blah, blah. And he went back and did his research and hollered at his people. Just because somebody say they know a person, he like, ah, let me see if you know. He hit up. They like, yo, homie, nice. He do. He be in the hood all the time. He come to our events. I know who he is. And they like, he like, oh, okay. So, you know, 6 months later, I get a call from Christopher Gray, which is a casting director. And he called me and we talked over the phone. And they told me I needed to get bikes from the 80s. So I had to go, you know, resource bikes and transportation and getting riders. So it was like I pretty much became a coordinator at that point.
Okay.
And to getting all that stuff, and we did the job, and it was crazy because like in the actual scene of Straight Outta Compton, you won't even see me in the actual cut because we shot so much.
Yeah.
And you know, you look at such a small spot of what they used. They wanted a lower light when they used the actual footage. Like I did some stuff with them and I'm like, all right, cool, I'm in the movie, and I'm still in the movie credits, I'm still in all that stuff, but it's just like I didn't get the actual shot. You see, oh yeah, I could say that's me.
Yeah.
Because they use a later cut. But it still was dope. And the reason that happened was because I got that, the movie was shot like a day before I got married.
Oh, congrats on that.
Thank you. So, thank you. So we shot the movie. It was crazy because I had to fly to Hawaii because I got married in Hawaii. So I flew to Hawaii.
You're in Maui?
No. Honolulu? Yeah, Honolulu.
Yeah, me and my brothers came from Honolulu.
Yeah, it's dope. Stuff. It's dope. Yeah, mm-hmm. We did a show out there later on, too. So it's on our page on Bites Over Banging.
Good stuff.
We'll get the content for that. So
there you go. But we're yeah. everywhere. Look at them. That's
what's up. So, yeah, so I had to fly out. Wifey, fam. We flew out to Hawaii. I got to Hawaii, went to the courtroom, got all our paperwork for the weekend, flew back to LA. Mm-hmm. I got back literally like 2 hours before a call. I had to go pick up everything, get to set. We started, you know, setting up, getting, you know, shot. Then I had to fly out that same day. Mm. So, you know, as the lights dropping, it's like, yo, I gotta go. I have to hop on this plane.
Yeah.
You know, I got all the footage on GoPro, I'll probably release it.
That's what's up. Yeah. Day in the life. That right there is like, I'm about to get married, but I still gotta work. But
yeah, you know, and I still made it happen. Yeah. And it was crazy. I'm always like, you better make it back. Like, you know, and I'm like, damn. And I think at that time, too, it was like a hurricane or something that was coming in. So I was like, I have to fly before that. So it definitely was a lot of variables in that whole equation as well. Yeah. But I was able to make that happen and then did the movie, which kind of gave me a foot in the door to being a, you know, SAG stunt performer. And then from there, I just went, you know, just kept doing networking and getting more jobs to get me qualified more for SAG to be a part of the union.